This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of video sharing app TikTok, filed a petition late on Tuesday with a U.S. appeals court challenging a Trump administration order set to take effect on Thursday, requiring it to divest TikTok. President Donald Trump, in an August 14th order, directed ByteDance to divest the app within 90 days. In a statement, TikTok said, facing continual new requests and no clarity on whether our proposed solutions would be accepted, we've requested the 30-day extension that is expressly permitted in the August 14th order. It added, without an extension in hand, we have no choice but to file a petition in court to defend our rights. The White House and Treasury declined to comment. Justice Department did not immediately comment. The Trump administration contends TikTok poses a national security concerns as the personal data of U.S. users could be obtained by China's government. TikTok, which has over 100 million U.S. users, denies the allegations. A Canadian man charged with killing 10 people and the attempted murder of 16 in a 2018 van attack in Toronto told a court he should not be held criminally responsible as the five-week trial kicked off on Tuesday. Alec Manassian spoke to the court via Zoom. He has not denied his role in the attack, but said he is entering a plea of not criminally responsible on all counts. The prosecutor said psychological and psychiatric experts will be called to present evidence that the attack was, in his words, planned and deliberate. To keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at VOA, you can visit our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.